Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daf HaShavua Ksubis. And we are up to Daf Pei Beis, the final Daf of the 8th Perek. And we're going to begin from the two Dats, which are about six lines, seven lines down. Hu Gavra, the Naflu La Yavama B'masa Mechasya. So there's a fellow that had a Yavama who was a Masa Mechasya. Boy Achva L'mifsal B'gita Mene, so same thing like last week. His brother wanted him to give a get so he could get the nechassim. So Amalei my daita, he said to his brother, "What do you want? Imishem nichsi? You want the nechassim and not the nichsi? Pluk nilcha, I'll divide it with you." Amalei mistafina davdes likad avde kadavu pumbedisa rama. I'm worried that you're going to do to me like that pumbedisa rama did the sly person in pumbedisa that he said he's going to give it, and in the end, Rav Yosef didn't said it's not valid. Amalei, okay, I'll ibayis polcha mahashta. I'll make the chalois kinyan already now. So it's like going to be yours. Now, this thing I was going to say, it's nice, but it doesn't help. Even though Rabbi Dimi said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, I'm going to have a leich. Make a kinyan mashicha on my para, and it won't become yours until after 30 days. It does work. A kinyan can be done for lach alamed, and after 30 days it'll become his. And even if at that point it's not in his chatzar at all, it's an outsider, an agam, in a field. That's because over there it was biyadah to do the kinyan now. If you wanted, the kinyan could be chal now, but hacha la biyadah. But over here, the kinyan can't be chal now, as Rav Yosef said, because you can't have the kinyan while she's a shemeres yabam. Now, the emes is that even lach alamed is also not biyada, because Rav Yosef said you can't sell it later either unless you divorce her and remarry her. It's not chal, not now, not later. Rashi bavarns that. And Rashi says that later their gemara does have a tzad to be make a difference in between after yibum, maybe then you could sell. So this is just bavarning that even if you're going to tell me that after yibum you could sell, it still wouldn't work here, because certainly before yibum you can't sell, so it's not biyada now and therefore it won't work. The Gemara says, okay, now just go. We're going now to this case of selling your cow for after 30 days. So Rav Yechanan said in another memra that it doesn't work. And this is a Sugi and Kedushin. The reason is because of Kalsa Kinyana. You made a Mashicha now. How could it work for after 30 days? The Kinyan is not around anymore. So Gemara says, where does it work when you say that after 30 days, retroactively, it'll become yours from now? So then, retroactively, the Kinyan is really happening right now. So that's why the kinyan works. If you don't say me'achshav and you want the kinyan just to happen after 30 days, then it's called sekinyane. The kinyan you made is batel, and after 30 days, it was supposed to make the kinyan. The Maran Kedushin says that kesef, if you do it with money, that could potentially work after 30 days, because kesef is not kalsa. Anyway, as a sham, we got there one day. So he declared to Ula, Yabma Kachilak Mahu. What happens if first he did Yibum and then he divided up the Nechasim? Does that work? This is what I was saying before, that there's a tzad that maybe it'll work after Yibum. So Mar says, no, Lasavulaklam, that also doesn't work. Chilakacha Yabm, what if you're Mechalak first and then you're Miyab Mahu? Lasavulaklam also doesn't work. So the Mar says, oh, of course not. Maskalar of Sheshis, Hashta Yabm Akachilak Lasavulaklam. If even after Yibum you can't sell the Nechasim, Chilakacha Yabm Ibaya, so of course you can't divide it up before you Miyab, and then you have less of a Kinyan in it. So the Gemara says, yeah, right, there's no Kiddush, but Mishnei Ma'asim Havi was just two stories. And the first they asked him this, and the second story they happened to ask him that. Really, in terms of Kiddush, it should be the other way around. Doesn't make a difference. Both cases, you know, it doesn't work. That it never works. You can never sell the Shemeres Yabim's. The Nechasim that she has a Ksuba on, not before, not after, unless you divorce her and remarry her, or you get her permission. Why are Paris and Mechubarim L'Karka Shalai? So, in our Mishnah, there was a Machlokes, Reb Meir, and the Chacham. So, Reb Meir said that if you come with a Karka that he's Yerush's brother, Karka that are with Paris, so the Paris that are Mechubarim L'Karka, Reb Meir said you shama them and you figure out the worth with Paris, without Paris, and then you buy Karka. And he just gets to eat the pears of it. And the Chacham said that pears of Mechubarim Mekarka are Shalai. So they're arguing Reb Meir on that. And they say, no, pears of Mechubarim Mekarka are really his. And Tlushim, they have an interesting halacha that you could do Tvisa. If she did Tvisa Michaim, it works. And if he does Tvisa Lachar Misa, then it's his. So they seem to be arguing on two points, both on Mechubarim and on Tlushim. But the Gemara asks, why would they argue on Mechubar Mamai? V'hakol Nechasi of Nechroyan V'arvayim L'Ksubasa. So why would we allow him to just be his and not have to sell it and get karka so that she should have karka that's Meshubat or Ksuba? So Amar Shalkash, you're right. Tani Shalah or Cham, don't argue on Paris and Mechubar. Paris and Mechubar are like karka, and it has to be sold, then they get karka, which is Meshubat or Ksuba, and then he can eat Paris from that. And they only argue on Paris and Tlushin. That's really the only place there's a Mechleikas. And by Tlushin, the Cham say you do Tfisa, and the mayor says that that too you sell and you get karka. What is the chiddush of that? You can be megarish with a get, and you can take her back as your wife. Of course, you megarish with a get. Mara says no. Maybe the chalais yibam is still there. And maybe you can be megarish with a get. You need to do chalitza that you do a get. You can take her back. Why not? Turning the page. Mara says, Ma'adotem and mitzvah, we had this in Yivam, too. Mitzvah Rami La Rachmana Avda, the mitzvah that the Torah was Machayiv, you've done, and the hashtag on Beis Eshes Ach. And now, if you want to try to take her back after you divorce her, she reverts back to the Isser Eshes Ach. Mashalon, that no. Maybe Takashi should become back in Eshesach. Kivin Shalacha wants to marry her in Nazkishtu, she has a halacha about your wife, and she remains mutzah to you. Even if you divorce her, you can take her back. Why is her is the ksuba only on nechsa b'al harishon? The answer is because isha hiknol min hashamayim. He didn't do the kinyan on her. The Torah does, so therefore he doesn't have to be mashabed his karka to her. The islam harishon. But if there is no nechasim from the guy number one, then islam isheni she gets from number two. Kedesh lekal ben elotzia, because Chazal have this same reason why they made ksuba in the first place. It shouldn't be kal ben elotzia. Layer malarek ksuba sach. You shouldn't tell her ksuba is on the table. My vechain, madatem a husband would look kasvula de kanoiva de kanina by your regular wife, and by a yivama. You don't say what I'm going to buy is also meshubit to you. That's why you can't say here, you know, have these metatlim and remove your shibud from all my current nechasim. But hacha the kasvula kanoiva kanina. But where you actually were meshabit all your future things you're going to buy, maybe emesam chadaita, and she agrees to accept the metatlim and be mafkia her shibud from the current nechasim because at least she'll get the future nechasim. Kamash mulan, no, she doesn't agree to that either. Girsha ain't la ksubasa. If you're girsha ain't la girsha lai, only if you're megarisha. But if you're not megarisha, not. Mashmalah k'ravab, like Rav Abba said, that if you want to be able to have a schus to sell a nechasim, you have to be megarisha and take her back. And you need dafka girsha. Rashi explains. Okay. Zaktimar vayta hechzira harei hi kholnash ben lalak subasa hechzira ma kamash mos chidish tanina ha megarsh isha mazira manas ksuba rishon mazira. If you megarsh a woman and you take her back, you're just taking her back al dasar first ksuba ma datem ishte hu de is you kasla ksuba ne. That's it. If it's your wife and you wrote the original ksuba, al yuim to let you kasla. You didn't write the original ksuba. Hechadigarsh vahadim yom. If you megarsh and take her back, em ksuba simine. Now her ksuba is from you and not from the nechse bayal harishon. Kamash lo that no, it does go back on the nechse bayal harishon. Originally, they would write to Absula 200 and Almana Mana, and they wouldn't be achrayis nechasim. They wouldn't have the right to take the nechasim away from the lekuches. And the girls wouldn't mask him to get married. They think their husband's just going to divorce them on a whim, and then they have no shibud. He was mesakin that there's an achrayis nechasim, and they can take him from the lekuches, and then they felt safe and they got married. And they got old and they weren't agreeing to married men. So they were misakin that he should delegate money for the ksuba and leave it in the father's home. But still, he would get angry and he would go back home to your ksuba. Leave it in his house. If they're rich, they would make buckets of gold and silver, and if they were poor, so Taisa says abitchal nechoshes, they would make a bucket for of copper. Still, you get angry, you say, take your ksuba and leave. Until he was misakin, Rosh Hashanah, they did Zacharias nechasim, and everything is meshubat or ksubas, and then if she could take one of the lakuchas, who will come back to him. So then it was taken more difficult for him to divorce her, and he didn't. Hadrin Allah Ha'isha. We finished the 8th parak, a particularly difficult parak. Okay, have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.